As the Democratic and Republican parties drift further toward opposite sides of the political spectrum, some disaffected voters are looking for middle ground. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports on a nascent effort to start a new third party in Utah.
Third parties barely made a dent in the 2016 election cycle. But in Utah, where independent candidate Evan McMullen won 21% of the vote, some Utahns feel there's room for more choices on the ballot. Matt Jacobson is an EMT, National Guardsman, and coordinator of the Utah chapter of the Modern Whig Party. He says this isn't the same Whig Party you might remember from U.S. history class that fizzled out around the mid-19th century.
It's a new organization. It was first started in 2009 by a group of veterans in Afghanistan, actually while they were still on orders, while they were deployed, who saw how partisan our politics are coming to the United States today. They saw that it was going further and further from center, and they wanted to create a new political party that was more inclusive.
So far, their effort is young. About 3 people showed up to their monthly meeting at the Salt Lake Library this month, and they're still looking for candidates to recruit for local elections. Jacobson says people who are fed up with partisan gridlock want candidates who will compromise.
It's not that we're actually bound to the middle. It's more we look for pragmatic solutions to solve whatever problem we face, whether it be coming from the left or the right.
In Utah, a party needs to gain 2,000 signatures to get official status. To stay a party, they also have to participate in the general election and gain a certain percentage of total votes cast. The last party that qualified was the ultra-conservative Independent American Party back in 2014. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.